We submitted a candidate of FPI, our party, and also the group of parties who are supporting our candidate, President Gbagbo. And that was in the morning. The people, the members, and the population came very, very, it was a crowd in front of the headquarters of the Electoral Commission. So we gave all the documents that were requested, and they gave us a receipt to announce that we had submitted his candidature. So everything went very smoothly.
Was this a waste of time? Because, as you know, Mr. Gbagbo and Mr. Gion Soro are technically removed from the electoral rolls.
The first thing to know is that the removal from the list is not definitive. But most important is that we are in the spirit of somebody who is struggling for his rights to be recognized. So we have no right to give up. We must go on until we have a good result, which means that we have decided that Mr. Gbagbo should be our candidate. The majority of the population of Cote d'Ivoire, they are waiting for Mr. Gbagbo to be candidate, and they are even waiting for him to win the election. And since for about 2 or 3 weeks now, people have been demonstrating in the streets to make Mr. Ouattara understand that he must let Mr. Gbagbo be candidate, and not only be candidate, but come back to the country. So we have no right to give up because Mr. Ouattara and his regime are creating obstacles and are trying to, by political maneuvers, to prevent him from running for this term. So we keep on going. We will not give up.
Your party said that submitting the name of Mr. Gbagbo is in the interest of national reconciliation. But you know that the Electoral Commission said that Mr. Gbagbo and Soro were deleted from the roll because they lost their civil rights.
Yes. As I said before, Mr. Gbagbo is supposedly convicted of economic crime and etc. Now, this is a political trial, and politically, we have the right to continue, and we want political dialogue to create a situation in which nobody loses and nobody wins, but only the country wins. So we are in that position, and this position is for reconciliation. And Mr. Ouattara, as I said before, he himself has no right to run for the third term. This is clear. The Constitution is clear about that. And 10 years ago, he was candidate, and he had no right to be candidate. For reconciliation and for peace in the country, Mr. Gbagbo gave him the right to compete and to be candidate. We are expecting Mr. Ouattara to do the same thing for the peace in the country and for reconciliation's sake. This is what I can say.